Hi, my name is Jewel A. Edwards, professionally and affectionately known as Jewel the Baker. My prospective business is going to be a bakery lounge with an emphasis on community, meaning that I love to teach kids, teens, and hopefully to teach adults, possibly in an area that's facing like food insecurity, to get them to know more about baking and how fun it can be. My business is called Sweet 82. 82 is my birth year, and sweet, like an accompaniment of different things, like a recipe can be a sweet. I have a whole different like lines of desserts and pastries and things that I do, so it's all going to fall into line. And also sweet, if it's a lounge, you can come and chill and hang out, coffee, sandwiches, and salads and things like that. As far as I can remember, I've always liked food. Like as a kid, PBS, WQED, that was like my favorite channel. It was like, you know, Frugal Gourmet, Julia Child. I was like, oh my gosh, it's food. Something I might want to do when I get older. So, you know, as you get older, you go through home ec and things like that. So it was one of those things like in school, like, oh, yes, like I can do this. So, you know, my senior year, we had food service technology classes for two periods where we ran like a mock cafe and we got to chop up things for soups and salads and learn how to, you know, work with doughs and things like that. So from there, I went to culinary school. I attended the International Culinary Academy directly after school. I went to Peabody High School and we had fun straight out of school, you know, developed my talents and things for baking. And then fresh out of school, I just decided to go into like different areas of food service. And then after working for contract food service companies for almost like most of my adult life, I decided that maybe I can do this for myself now because I have the skills, I have the talent. So I need to share everything with everybody now. And that's just one of my main passions, is just like watching everybody's faces light up from the things that I make. And I just want to share it with people. Well, cooking, yes, I use things like, you know, basic herbs, parsley, oregano, like flowers and things like that, like for decorative purposes. I know like lavender is a big hit, and you know, you can eat dandelions. Tarragon and dill are probably my most favorite herbs. I love to make things with like a tarragon mayonnaise with like a chicken breast on like a nice buttery roll. Like tarragon and dill. I don't know what it is about those herbs, but I just love them. Nutmeg, cinnamon is always like staple spices in most of like my winter and fall bakers. Anything with pumpkin and anything with like maybe like coffee cakes and the spice cakes, things like that. Scones, yes, like cinnamon scones, cinnamon brown sugar scones. So it's always a lot of nutmeg and cinnamon. I do a lot of cheesecakes. I do over 25 different flavors of cheesecakes and over 45 different types of cookies. So I'm always, my mind's always working, you know, look at the trends and things just pop out. I can be watching TV or a cartoon or something and it's like, well, that might go together. So yes. Once you like know what you want to do and what you want flavor wise and you got it in your mind about what you really want something to taste like, it's all about experimenting. There's like no wrong or right way to do anything. So me being a pastry chef, I do know like what goes with what. And if it's, you know, it doesn't always have to be like expensive ingredients, because you can always find an alternative to like higher ingredients, higher priced ingredients. But no, cooking and baking is, it's similar, but baking is like more precise. But when you're actually doing something with baking, you have to have like the flavors and things spot on, because you don't want anything to like overpower something and now it's like, oh man, I done messed up. But everything I do is like based and rooted in nostalgia. Nowadays it's like hustle and bustle, so maybe that one cookie or that one pound cake or whatever it may have been when you were a child, it just helps you come back a little bit, you know, just to get away from everything. Some people go on vacation. I like to bake and have those memories and that's those smells and those aromas like in the kitchen. So it takes you back to times where it was simple. You can follow me, my snack finding journeys, my business journey on Facebook and Instagram at Jewel the Baker.